assuming that we can get it in tomorrow, which is not guaranteed because it's been very difficult to get in aid so far, we will be able to transport it to the north and centre of the country, but it's going to be very difficult to get it into places like Aden. Other organisations are working there, so I think that's going to be a distribution that's reasonable. However, it's risky moving around the country. Aid workers, people working for the Ministry of Health, are very, very careful about moving around because we've seen many vehicles that have been targeted. Then in no ways does it cover either the immediate needs of the population that are being touched by this conflict, nor the medium-term impact of the conflict, which is going to cover much more than just medical and wash issues, like, for example, malnutrition. It's going to be a huge problem.
How are you going to get more food in? You can't simply airlift it in. You need ships, but Aden apparently is in the grip of street fighting at the moment, so presumably the outlook is particularly bleak, and yet you're still going ahead.
You've got a population which is directly affected by street fighting in Aden. Getting to them is very difficult, and in those sort of areas you're looking at immediate life-saving activities in hospitals, etc., and that's specialist work, and that's very hard to do. We are supporting hospitals in that area and working in cooperation with other actors like MSF and ICRC who lead on these sort of issues. The other area of assistance which we must remember is the rest of the population. You can have a population which isn't directly being hit by bullets, but is suffering the impact of this conflict. And that's what we're seeing. Food prices are going up. Diesel, you can't find it anymore. Water is becoming hard to get by. Power cuts are coming up. So you're going to have a population which has less resources, less government services. Already 60% of the population is living under poverty. So you're going to see, even in an area where there aren't any bullets and bombs, children are going to suffer. And we need to work for those children as well. We need to work across the country.
As you say, there's endemic problems. There's severe acute malnutrition all over the country. There's talk of the cold chain being interrupted. There's hospitals we know being attacked, ambulances being attacked. So what's the outlook?
Well, we've got some huge challenges. There's 1 million children who are no longer in school who were in school 10 days ago. There is a population of maybe around 100,000 people who have been displaced in 10 days. Cities with 1 million population like Aden, difficulty getting water. So there's some huge challenges. Our assistance isn't going to cover that, unfortunately. We will work to increase it, and we're going to stay. UNICEF and other UN organisations and international organisations are in the country and we're continuing to work. We're going to just have to ramp up our response, but we're going to need the support of donor countries in order to increase the resources. It was a country which already needed a lot of help before this, but it's going to need much more assistance in the future.
Do you think that the paradigm has changed between the way you deal with militia on the ground? Are you getting the same level of respect that you have had in previous conflict areas, or has the world moved on?
UNICEF's been in Yemen for decades, and I've been there 2 years. And during that period, most of the country we were able to get access to with the various armed groups. However, the fighting last year was nowhere near the level of intensity, ferocity that we're seeing. And it was possible in the last year to negotiate a certain respect for humanitarian work, for hospitals and schools, although it was always under pressure. Now we're not seeing that. We're seeing ambulance drivers shot and killed, hospitals bombed, schools occupied across the country, civilian infrastructure, roads and bridges being blown up. It's much more difficult to negotiate access than in the past. And there's many more actors than there were in the past, both inside and outside of the country. And so we have to increase our capacity, our ability to work to gain access with these people.